Let's see, what did we have in that last set? Well, it was weird in the middle there, wasn't it? Yeah, okay, that's all right. That was the Pairs to start us off with Monsters. That's from their new album, Together on a Rock. I think just by listening to that, you can see what a big fan I am of theirs. Yeah, some Kate Bush in the middle there from the Hounds of Love album, 1985, and Waking the Witch. Yeah, That's one of Kate's most popular albums, oddly enough. And yet there's some strange stuff on it, as there always is with Kate Bush. Well, later Kate Bush, anyway. Sandy Denny finishes off from her 1976 Box Full of Treasures, which I think was a 5-CD set. And that was a track called After Halloween. Seemed appropriate, right? Nespa. Yeah, I don't know if I'll get a chance to play that again for a while. Okay, so what do we got coming up for you now? Ooh, here's a guy who's coming to town. I don't know when. Maybe I do, maybe I don't. I don't know. He's coming to the Broom Factory in the next month or so, I would think. So I'd head down there. He's doing really well. He's picked up nominations and things. And yeah, his name is Ahmed Monica. He is originally from Iraq. The album is called Kanzafula, but he's now living in Toronto. And we're going to play a song called The Sea. Now, that album came out last year. But that's okay. It doesn't have to be always new to be something fun. Right? Right. Okay. Take us there. We have a word from someone. I'm Hugh. You're listening to Folk Everything on CFRC. Football game comes by. Well, the game's at 1. Pre-game 12:45 right here on CFRC.
Hi, I'm Katie Tunstall. You're listening to Folk Everything with Hugh on CFRC 101.9 in Kingston.
Jim Morrison in his Floridian bedroom eyes gaze. From the postcard pinned to the gates round his grave at the Père Lachaise. Immortal hormones above, or bones below, which one's the real lizard king? Baby, I don't know, let's leave an offering of this compact disc of strange days with the cracked jewel case. You suggest we pay our respects to Oscar Wilde, after all, he's not far. Oh, they put glass around his tomb to prevent lipstick kiss off of wine. But I'm undeterred, so I smooch the barrier. You say gross, you'll get syphilis or something scarier. Let's be on our way, we're on the gutter, but some of us are looking for a bar. Celebrities in cemeteries, let's go see where they are buried. All access passes 6 feet underground. Unlike the unknown and the nameless, a hidden perk of being famous. You get visitors long after you're known, fun to be around. As per his wishes, Grant Parsons' assistant burned his body in Joshua Tree. DIY funeral, by all accounts beautiful, but his family thought it was obscene. And now we're sort of butchering the harmonies in hickory wind in this suburban cemetery as we sing it to him. A for effort, I say, we've come all this way to the outskirts of New Orleans to get a look at celebrities in cemeteries. Let's go see where they are buried. All access passes 6 feet underground. Unlike the unknown and the nameless, a hidden perk of being famous. You get visitors long after you're known, fun to be around. In Oklahoma, I know a spot under watchful stone elephant eyes, where trapeze artists, ringmasters, and other circus folk go when they die. You're surprised to discover they get visitors often, but everybody wants to know how many pounds fit in a coffin. And we're all walking the tightrope of life between here and the big top in the sky. But it occurs to me I've never heard of the great miracle before. Here I am at his grave and I'm sad that he's muerto and I want to know more. A great golden monument, please make it preposterous. Maybe a bust or a statue on a marble mausoleum. You get the idea, I just wanna be a celebrity in a cemetery. They'll all come see me where I'm buried. Once anonymous and nameless, I'll be posthumously famous. Celebrity in a cemetery. 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 Appreciate it. Celebrity in a cemetery.
And I think I just found Jesus underneath this old street light. I know everything would be okay if I just forgot what happened here tonight. But he said, never forget, never forget. He said a change is as good as any, they say, but sample the goods before you pay. Reach out and get some glory. Reach out and invent your own little story. How many people can truly say they're happy with their lives? Our people will come, they won't turn away. I'll give them back their faith today. He held me and he slowly passed away. And then a million voices, our people will come, they won't turn away. We'll give them back their faith today. Our people will come, they won't turn away. We'll give them back their faith today. We will be strong. I said we will be strong. We'll make these people get along. I will be strong. I said I will be strong. I'll make these people get along. I will be strong. I said I will be strong. I'm gonna make these people get along.
He could be 30. He could be 50. Life has aged him beyond his years. A shopping cart carries everything he owns. Here he comes, toward you. What you think you know about how he got here is probably wrong. Don't let homelessness assumptions get in the way of homelessness solutions. Go to CanadaCanDoIt.ca. Help the Canadian Alliance to End Homelessness.
The Queen's Gaels are making the long trek to Windsor to battle the Lancers for a shot at the Yates Cup. These two teams last met on Homecoming, where Windsor stole a victory on a last-second field goal. Can Queens avenge their Homecoming loss, or will they suffer another agonizing semifinal stumble? Tune in to CFRC 101.9 FM to find out. We go live at 12:45 with the Grad Club pregame show and the scheduled 1 p.m. kickoff.
Greetings, loved ones. This is DJ Nasty Nexus coming to you live and direct from CFRC 101.9. I'm here to bring you the goods from my new show, Classless Radio, airing every Friday night at 11 p.m. I'll be giving you hits and hidden gems all the way from jazz to blues and hip-hop and R&B. Music from the soul that everybody needs. Hop on my wavelengths and get right with the kid to kick off your big weekend. Stay tuned.
I try my best just to be a man.
Okay, well, that sounds like fun, doesn't it? Yeah. Hang on. Let me just... Diddle. There you go. All right, just moving stuff around so we're ready to just fly into that. All right, first of all, you know what's our funding drive. We started it today, and it goes until New Year's Eve. Are you a fan of the Gaels? CFRC brings fans closer to the action with live broadcasts, play-by-play, and interviews with local athletes. We're ready to grow our coverage from campus games to Kingston Youth Leagues, but we need your help to make it happen. The donation will train new student sportscasters and help us maintain the portable gear that brings every game alive. Help us cover more local teams and share more of Kingston's sports stories on air. Just go to cfrc.ca today, and you can donate a couple of ways through the university, and that will get you a tax receipt, or you can donate directly to us, which gets you in line for all kinds of wonderful stuff. So think about that when you're paying $8 for a cup of coffee. Okay? Okay. Every little bit helps. Really does. All right. Let's go back and we'll go over what we played. We started off with Ahmed Monica and a thing called C. That's just C. That was from 2024. He's an Iraqi living in Toronto. Ahmed Monica and getting great praise for his music. We also had in there the Burning Hell, all the way from Peterborough. The great fun. That was a really interesting one. I like that. Celebrities in Cemeteries. Yeah. Oh, I need a pen that works. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Celebrities in Cemeteries from their Ghost Palaces album, which is new. They're from Peterborough. Yay, love to play Peterborough stuff. And finishing us off, the wonderful, fabulous Irish Mython, who we saw just about two or three weeks ago. We played you Something Happened from the Open Here album from 2011, and something did indeed happen to Irish Mython. A week after we saw her play, and she put on such a great show, she was in a fairly bad car accident. So she's off the road. And she has a GoFundMe page to help her with her expenses and stuff. And I don't know about you. I'm a huge fan. We're going to be making a donation to that. I hope you can as well for Irish Mython. Okay. And now here's something I've been kind of waiting to play for you. Her name, hang on, I've lost my list. Her name is Linda Perry. You may know her, you may not, but you know her voice. She did an album with her band that put them over the edge, made them big stars, made her a big star. She dumped the band. And she put out a solo album a few years later called In Flight. In fact, that came out in 1996, is Linda Perry. And since then, she's just been writing and writing and writing for people. And she's on top of the world right now. Linda Perry is her name. You may not know her, but you do know her voice because she was in Four Non-Blondes. She was the singer. She was the writer. She was the face of the band. And they had a huge hit with What's Up. But I'm going to play you the title track from her In Flight album. Gosh, I hope you enjoy this as much as... Well, I'm still listening to... I listened to this in my car last week, this whole CD, and I've got... I got her other band going in the car now. Yeah. All right, Linda Perry In Flight from Folk Everything on CFRC. Thank you.
drops of rain, smiling on my feathers, guiding my way. Across the air, it's treating me so kindly, so far to go. So I flew onto a tree to gather inspiration.
hit the Sunday morning in our town. And I sat on my step and I stared at the ground. And I bowed my head while they shuffled past. All the saints being called to morning mass. And off in the distance there rang a bell. Way off in the distance there rang a bell. And it rang for the saints and the sinners as well. Way off in the distance there rang a bell. I remember the lessons of Sunday school. And I can't help but think that maybe I'm the fool. But I see no sign of a greater plan. Just the joy and the sorrow of my fellow man. And off in the distance there rang a bell. Way off in the distance there rang a bell. And it rang for the saints and the sinners as well. Way off in the distance there rang a bell. And here we stand while life rushes past. Between the first breath and the last. And here we stand between east and west. And here we stand between birth and death. Distance there rang a bell, and it rang for the saints and the sinners as well. Way off in the distance there rang a bell.
Folk everything, folk everything, folk everything, folk everything. Runa. Folk everything, folk yeah, that's the name of the band. They are from Philadelphia. Indeed they are. All right, let's just shut that guy up. Okay. All right, what did we play in that set? We started off with the wonderful and almost forgotten Linda Perry, forgotten in the public eye, not in the music industry. They all know who she is. She writes songs for all kinds of people. She has one solo album. We just heard the title track. She has one band album for Non-Blondes and had a big hit with a track called What's Up? And it's been covered by, oh, gosh, all kinds of people. Dolly Parton covered it, for goodness sakes. All right, Runa, Saints and Sinners. That's from their album 10, The Errant Knight. Came out in 2019. They're from, as I said, from Philadelphia. Patty Gurdy. I love Patty Gurdy. That stuff is just It's like tonic for me. That's from her latest album, Tavern, and A Thing Called Eden from Patty Gurdy. And Runa, Patty Gurdy, Linda Perry, that was that set. All right. I just wanted to remind you, where else on your FM dial can you listen to Ahmed Monica, Irish Mython, Georgia Harmer, Jolie Anastasia, The Pairs, except right here on Folk Everything. The songs you like, the issues I discuss, or I don't do issues, I do interviews occasionally, then if you want to help support what I do here, it's our funding drive. Yep. You can go to cfrc.ca right now and donate two different ways. Either through the university, and you get a tax receipt for that. Or you can donate directly through our website to get amazing free gifts from CFRC and local sponsors, plus up to 50 chances to win more raffle prizes. Thank you very much. We really appreciate it. We really do. Anyway, I'm Hugh. I'm heading off to the Gospel Temple on Princess Street for the memorial for the sandwich guy, my friend Tony. I hope you guys have a great week. I hope your weekend ends with Blue Jay victory. That's what we're hoping for. All right. I want to thank you so much for listening. I'm Hugh. This is Folk Everything on CFRC. I'm going to fill about another 20 seconds before I fire this up. I'm not a baseball fan. I really am not. I'm a hockey fan, Formula One, that kind of stuff. That's what turns my crank. But baseball has taken over the country. So we want to say thank you. So to finish this off, we got the Beatles. Yep. Have yourself a good one, folks. You know this song. It's called Blue Jay Way. I'm Hugh. This is Folk Everything on CFRC. Football game's up next. Please don't be lonely.
Looking for the perfect lunch spot on campus? Do you want somewhere that's casual, comfortable, and affordable? Then head on down to the Grad Club at 162 Berry Street. With a warm, inviting atmosphere and an outstanding set of food and drink deals, the Grad Club will both fill your belly and lift your spirits. Follow at the Grad Club on Instagram to get the latest and greatest deals and offers. The Grad Club proudly presents Gales Game Day on CFRC 101.9 FM. Coming up next, the Grad Club pregame show. Good afternoon, football fans, and welcome back to season 102 of Gales Game Day here on CFRC 101.9 FM. This is the Grad Club pregame show. I'm Jesse Bell, and before we get started, let's give a big shout out to our title sponsor, our friends, the Grad Club. Located in the heart of the Queen's University campus, the Grad Club is a premier destination for concerts, events, and private gatherings in the city of Kingston. The Grad Club and its staff pride themselves on creating a safe, inclusive space for all. Interested in booking your next event, function, or study group? Head to thegradclub.ca for more information. Thank you to our title sponsor for this season, the Grad Club. You're going to hear more about that beloved Kingston institution later in the broadcast as well. But it's business time, folks. The road to the Yates Cup runs through Windsor as your Queens Gales have a homecoming rematch against the 6-3 Windsor Lancers. Last week, we saw total and utter domination from the Gales from pretty much the start of the first quarter all the way through to the game's final drive. The Gales smacked Mac thanks to a relentless pass rush and a ball-hawking secondary. Tyler Mullen got the scoring started early with a field goal to make it 3-0. The very next drive for the McMaster Marauders ended rather prematurely thanks to this pick six from Ashton Miller, Melanson. Three, Lucas Barisi, quick pass, picked off, Ashton Miller, Melanson, see ya! Touchdown, Queens! Number 24! Not the man you want to test. He's an academic All-Canadian. He reads you like a book, cover to cover. And that's one of his favorites. Six the other way for number 24 has got Richardson rockin'. McMaster would answer back with a good drive getting into Gales territory before the ball was fumbled and recovered by your Queens Gales. The offense wasted little time capitalizing on this defensive momentum as Alex Vraken would connect with Mateo Tuioti on this play to make it 17-0 at the end of the first quarter.
Vraken looking right. He's got Mateo Tuioti. Touchdown, Queens! Alex Vraken, a beautiful teardrop right into the big bucket of number 87.
This Queens offense was far from finished, however, as Jared Kasari would end the first drive of the second quarter with a rushing touchdown to make it 24-0. The teams would trade field goals, with Queens entering the half up 30-3. The teams would then trade two and outs in the third before Queens scored their final offensive touchdown of the ball game on this play from Alex Vraken to Logan Walton.
Going to look for Logan Walton. What a grab! Logan Walton! High point, twists, turns, secures, and scores! The Gales are up huge here at Richardson Stadium.
That Walton touchdown made it 37-3. Now, McMaster would show some fight back, but the Queens defense was just too overwhelming. They picked up a safety and a pick six courtesy of number 46, Jeremy Hiscox, to put the Gales up by 40. McMaster would score a late touchdown to make the final line 46-10 for Queens. The Gales were the only team on quarterfinal weekend to win their playoff game by more than one score. Windsor, we will talk about momentarily, defeated Ottawa by 7, and perhaps the story across the Canadian football world, the Guelph Griffins defeating the Western Mustangs in Western's barn, 18-17 on a missed field goal rouge that could have and should have been kicked out of the end zone by star receiver Seth Robertson, but a bit of a mental error has, well, cost the Mustangs dearly, as for the first time since 2003, Western will not be participating in semifinal weekend here in the OUA. It is the first quarterfinal loss of Greg Marshall's tenure with the Mustangs. Historic stuff. Guelph is on the road in Laurier today. If they defeat the Golden Hawks and the Gales beat the Lancers, we could see a hometown Yates Cup game for the first time since 2021. As you can tell, there's still everything to play for here in the OUA. Nothing is a guarantee. Last weekend was living proof of that. Let's wrap up this Queens recap by talking about the top performers. Number 12, Alex Vraken, 16 for 24, 240 yards, 2 touchdowns. Simple, back-to-basics game from Vraken, but much needed after some struggles against this Lancer defense. Number 29, Jared Kasari, 20 carries, 155 yards, and a touchdown. Just a typical outstanding playoff performance from number 29. Jack Ashby-Jacobs led the team in catches with 4 for 50 yards. Mateo Tuioti, just the one grab, but it was a 34-yard touchdown score. Logan Walton, 2 catches, 49 yards, including that beautiful high point twist turn touchdown in the third. Ashton Miller-Melançon, pick 6. Jeremy Hiscox, pick 6. Justin Pace and Keegan Vanek also added an interception apiece. Pace, after missing the first tackle back, was pretty much stupendous after that. 8 total tackles and a sack in addition to his interception. And this Queens pass rush: Stephen Capea, Oliver Jackson, Eli Bennett, Justin Pace, all guys who got to the quarterback. And in the case of Ollie Jackson, he had 2 sacks on Saturday. They just had their way with the McMaster offensive line. We're going to need to see another top-tier pass rush performance today if the Gales want to defeat the Lancers. And on the note of the Windsor Lancers, last week it's as simple as survive and advance for Windsor. They played a very game Ottawa team, but controlled the contest pretty much from start to finish. We saw efficient passing from Nick Domovsky, powerful running from this great run game, and an overwhelming defense spurred on by their pass rush. Now, there was intrigue late as Ottawa managed to tie that ball game, but Windsor would go downfield on a long, punishing touchdown drive, but one that ended with a bit of a bizarre play as Nick Domovsky fumbled the ball into the end zone to be recovered by, I believe, one of his offensive linemen. So Windsor would get the go-ahead touchdown, but they got it in a very bizarre way. And then their defense would clamp down on the GGs in something eerily similar to their regular season clash, Ottawa's furious final drive, undone with an interception from number 30, Kevin Rakowska. First-year player for the Lancers, he's had 2 game-sealing interceptions against the GGs, and that second one is particularly consequential as it secured Windsor's spot in the OUA semifinals and secured home field advantage for that semifinal game. The top performers for the Lancers, it's kind of the usual suspects. Number 11, Nick Domovsky, 14 for 21, 171 yards and a touchdown. Wiobe Mambo, 13 carries, 107 yards and a touchdown. Number 21, Liam Talbot, 8 carries, 86 yards and a touchdown. Number 1, Colby Jin, 3 catches, 52 yards and a touchdown. Defensively, number 33, Ahmed Taylor, he had a sack. Ethan John, number 23, had a sack. And number 30, Kevin Rakowska, had the game-clinching interception. The only head-to-head that matters is the last game these two teams played, as so much changes on a season-to-season basis. We saw Windsor take care of business on the road against the Gaels for homecoming, and it was, I think, a very troubling game for this Queens unit. First and foremost, for I think honestly the first time this season, we saw Queens get beaten in the trenches on both sides of the ball. The Windsor defensive line, they were able to assert their dominance. Their pass rush was outstanding. They were constantly disrupting the rhythm of the Gaels, especially number 12, Alex Vraken. Defensively, the Gaels' pass rush just could not touch Nick Domovsky. The big, punishing interior Windsor offensive line was able to open running holes and able to keep the pocket clean, and that allowed Domovsky to have probably the best game of his career against the Gaels. Queens needs to win those battles in the trenches if they want to walk out of Windsor with their hands held high as the victors. Now, even though it's only been a few weeks, a lot has changed for this Queens team, especially on the defensive side of the ball. Now, Brandon Spence, number 33, did a great job against Windsor, but his impact is not quite the same at this point in his career as number 44, Justin Pace. And number 44, Justin Pace, will be in the lineup against the Lancers back at that middle linebacker position. And that in and of itself will help shore up some of those inside running gaps. Now this Queens team, they're going to have, I think, a more difficult time defensively than certainly I had anticipated. Because if Windsor can pass the ball efficiently, Queens isn't going to be able to just key in on that run game and shut it down. If this experienced Queens secondary can maybe mix up the looks or just cause Domovsky to pause, that'll give that defensive line a chance to get to him, or it could potentially result in turnovers. Whoever wins the turnover battle in these Queens-Windsor games wins the game. These are two great defensive units. These are two offenses that get it done in very different ways, but both have the potential to put big points on the board. And Windsor, their best offensive weapon might be their kicker, Brady Lidster, who can make kicks routinely from 50 and, geez, nearly 60 yards. This offense likes to grind the game down, chew up the clock, hand the ball off. If they can control the pace of play, they can basically run this game how they want to run this game. Queens, they need to win on the line. They need to control the turnovers. And I think they need to steer the direction of this game. Whether or not they win the time of possession battle, the pace of play battle, you know, that's to be determined. But I think Queens, you need to build a two-score lead because that will limit Windsor's ability to run the ball, especially later in the game. If you can take a lead into the fourth quarter on this team, 10 points especially, they aren't going to have as much time to grind the clock down and run the ball like they normally do. That is their MO. This is a clock-killing offense. They will grind it out, grind you down, and win the football game. If Queens can take a lead into the fourth, I feel very confident that this defense facing a slightly is the key word here, more one-dimensional offensive scheme, they can clamp down and force a game-winning turnover. That's just what I've seen from my experience watching these games. Anything can happen. Guelph was living proof of that last week. I do think your Gaels maybe have the slight edge, and I do think they have a great chance at playing for some championship hardware next week. Before we get going with the game proper, I just want to mention that CFRC's funding drive is now underway. If you like what you hear on 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, wherever you find us, if you're enjoying what you're hearing, maybe head to CFRC.ca, click the donate button, or if you just want more information on the funding drive and what that money goes towards, that's all available on there as well. But I would encourage you to head to CFRC.ca if you aren't already on there, and maybe make a donation to the station that rocks the nation, Canada's oldest community broadcaster, and if I'm honest, Canada's favorite radio channel, CFRC 101.9 FM. I've got a word about the funding drive before we go. I've got another word from our sponsors at the Grad Club. This is Gaels Game Day on CFRC. This is the OUA semifinals. Everything is on the line. There is everything to gain. There is everything to lose. and there is no reason for you to touch that dial. We'll be back shortly with first quarter football action. This is Gale's Game Day on CFRC. This is Jesse Bell on the call, and this is going to be a good one, folks.